In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. As we commemorate the holy priest and martyr and wonder worker, Charalambos, we heard the gospel dedicated to the commemoration of a martyr, also the epistle dedicated to the commemoration of a martyr. But the name Charalambos means bright joy or shining joy. And he has definitely left this for us. We heard many times in the Orthros that his very relics continue to work miracles. And this is someone who has gone to glorify God by his martyrdom many, many centuries ago. And in the Orthros Gospel, Christ said that by your endurance you will gain your lives. And even though the martyrs lost this earthly life, we know that Christ, risen from the dead, says that that isn't the end, and that believing in Christ and insisting on that is going to help us to live and to rise in a renewed way to participate in the joy, this bright joy that Charalambos' name and life was a great testimony to that. When the Lord says, "Blessed are the meek," meekness, I think, in the worldly sense, we think of as puny or weak almost. But the word parais is really something that teaches us that it's someone who draws from the strength of God and not someone who comes across as maybe the winner as far as the earth is and the world is concerned. And this meekness helps us to love one another. And it's this meekness that attracts other people to become believers in Christ, because Saint Charalambos was tortured, and as we also commemorate on this day, his two torturers who believed in Christ. You don't achieve that by yourself. The opening of the gospel says that you love one another. And St. Paul says, when cursed, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. This is what St. Charalambos did, and it has a result. It has a result. His answer was his belief. Christ says that settle it not beforehand how you will answer when you're delivered up, because I will give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your enemies will be able to withstand or contradict. And so those two torturers believed through Saint Charalambos, not because he cursed them, or because he didn't use, but rather because he used his meekness to draw from the strength of God, who on the cross prayed for those who were doing him harm, forgave was ready to forgive even before that they had repented. And this is the mouth and the wisdom that we need, because Christ warns that the time is coming that whoever kills you will think he's offering service to God. This is frightening for ourselves too, because you wonder, can I really get that far, that sick, to do such hateful things and think that it's actually worship? And where am I now? But this is why we need to have that meekness to be able to love, to be able to plug in to the source of Christ, to the source of life, the source of our joy and light, through the intercessions of Saint Charanambos, whose name teaches us about Christ's joy and light, so that we can pursue God and be able to find the rest, that what we do is worship and is service to God. This is how we will have the guidance, because it's with Christ that we can do anything. And so I think when we think of Saint Charanambos, the priest, who I think lived to be 103 years old, had made it so long, had gone, is the patron saint of priests, and of course we need his intercessions wherever we are, to know that with his love, even the torturers became believers in Christ. Other martyrs, other people became faithful because of this testimony. And we're still here learning about this, and through Saint Charanambos being strengthened in our attraction for Christ. And knowing that this meekness helps us to put more of our emphasis on the prayer life, on the mysteries, on joining with Christ, because we can also get lost in arguments and trying to defend ourselves when we don't need a defense. Christ says that he sends the counselor, the Parakletos. The Holy Spirit has been translated in a few different ways: the counselor, the comforter, but it's wonderful to know that it's also the Parakletos is really an advocate, that God has sent the Holy Spirit to be an advocate. We there's no defense of what we believe. God doesn't need a defense, and neither do we. But we do draw from his strength, we do partake in the sacraments, and we do continuously try to ask him to guide us to this transformational love, the love of enemies, the love that goes beyond understanding, and that doesn't come from us. And whenever we offer that to somebody, it's because God has done that. So may he continuously live and dwell in us and move us to do his will, help keep us in his holy flock, and protect us from every danger and evil through the intercessions of his holy Hierom Martyr and of all the saints, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.